Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Emergency Pod with the Bits. This is Quinn.
This is Paulina.
And this is Claire. Is this the ultimate I told you so? This might be the first I told you so moment on the Bits in all of our episodes. And the reason I say that is because do you remember me talking about something big happening with Skinner? It happened. I mean, I'm not the only one that was talking about it, but it happened and it's big. Oh my God, we need to react.
Is it the first I told you so moment? I don't know, Claire.
No, but that's true. That's fair. But it feels like the biggest one.
This is a big one, and you are correct. And just so you guys know, I am wearing my 74 hat, my size 74 hat today, in mourning of...
Yeah, huge news to wake up to.
So get into the details here, the Edmonton Oilers made a very big trade today. This is Friday. They sent goaltender Stuart Skinner and defenseman Brett Kulak, along with a second-round draft pick in 2029 to the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for another goalie, Tristan Jarry, former Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender, and forward Samuel Poulin. And then in another deal, they acquired a defenseman. He is a right-shot defenseman, Spencer Stastny from the Nashville Predators, in exchange for a third-round selection in the 2027 draft. So the Oilers making big moves on Friday morning. And now we get into the reaction.
Oh.
Well, I want the emotional reaction from Paulina, our Stuart Skinner number one fanboy.
I know. I'm so sorry for your loss. Fangirl.
I'm not sure what you are, Paulina. Sorry. But and then, you know, and then we can maybe just discuss the actual trade. But Paulina, you have the floor.
I'm not here for the logistics. I'm here for the emotional reaction. I woke up. I was half asleep and I got a text from a friend that said, "Did you hear? Like, are you good?" kind of thing. And I'm half asleep because I have a baby that doesn't sleep, and I'm still in bed and I'm like, what? And I'm so confused. And then I'm sitting there for a few minutes wondering like who died. And then Quinn starts blowing up the Bits chat with Stuart Skinner trade chaos. And I'm like, oh my God, it's happened. So I will just say, I support the move. I do, ultimately. Stuart doesn't have a loving fan base here anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a good trade for Stu, I think, especially because we've talked about how heady goalies are. And when you know that everyone apparently hates you, literally a reporter told him that to his face. I think it's hard to come back from that and really shine. And so I think it's a good move for Stu as well. I don't know much about Jarry. Is he hot? Like
okay, let's wait to get into that. But Paulina, 100%, like, happy for Stu, but also sad for Stu. Sad for Edmonton too, like, as much as I've shit on him over the last season and a bit. Always loved him. He seems like a really good human and good locker room guy. And as much as heady as goalies are, I think he's handled this situation with like such grace. I really think that to lose two hometown boys in this trade hurts too.
Yes,
and adds to the sadness. And also, you know, we're hearing about, if you follow the news at all, you're hearing about like big tech layoffs and things right before the holidays and how bad that is. How does it feel when you're a hometown kid to move your whole family before the holidays?
Before Christmas. Oh,
literally getting kicked out of your hometown weeks before Christmas.
It's so bad.
And on top of it, in the post game from Thursday's game, Stu talked about how great it is to be able to get time with your family, with your siblings, because they were talking about going to Toronto and Connor McDavid and a lot of the Eastern boys getting that chance to see their family. And Stu was talking about how he gets that all the time. And it's like, no, you actually don't. You live in Pittsburgh now.
You know what? Pittsburgh is a cool place. I'm not going to shit on Pittsburgh at all. Maybe he'll enjoy a fresh scenery or whatever.
Well, and he's trading one all-time great for another all-time great in Sidney Crosby. He gets to play hockey with Sidney Crosby.
That's the thing, right? I was thinking about that. I was like, what a guy. He goes from Connor McDavid now to Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, and he's like not that deep into his career. Like, that's huge. And honestly, Pittsburgh is – okay, so like segue. Pittsburgh is getting the better deal here. You know, like, had it been a straight across trade, I would be fine. We're losing a solid D-man and Kulak for this. And yeah, we get a slight upgrade. If you look at the stats, we are getting a bit of an upgrade. But Jari is no, like, steadfast goalie. You know, like, he had a very bad year last year. He's prone to injury, and that's concerning. But, you know, Pittsburgh is getting, the better deal here, I think. But
there's absolutely no doubt about that, especially because the trade for Kulak was to unload money, more than likely.
Yeah,
they had to get money off the books because Jari costs more. He's up in the $5 million price range. And Pittsburgh wouldn't retain salary, but so then they take two guys that are going to increase salary.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to wrap your head around exactly why that was okay, but retaining salary was not okay. I mean, obviously, yeah, okay, you want a player instead. And my big thing with Brett Kulak is that I think he's such a good dressing room guy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how many times do we have to trade these dressing room guys? They did it before. I mean, Peter Chiarelli traded, for example, Drake Kajula for Brandon Manning, who was the guy that broke Connor McDavid's collarbone in his first season. We're not doing anything that dramatic, but it's just like the dressing room guys, like, that continues to hurt because we also know how tight this group is because they've been together for quite a while now and they've gone the distance together.
Yeah, that chemistry is important.
Yeah, and like going back to the finances, like, this isn't a kind of a financial neutral trade long term, right? Because of what you said, we're offloading Kulak to take on Jari's salary. So like, it kind of nets out. So like, is this it? Or do you think there's more coming? Because they also moved Wallman to long-term IR. So they have a bit of cap space to play with, potentially. We've lost a solid D. What, like, is there more coming? Or is this it? And like, either this is going to be a huge upside success or someone might get fired because we just lost Kulak in a linear trade.
Well, I mean, to me, this is Stan Bowman taking an absolute chance on Tristan Jari being the guy that can get this team over the hump. And so time will tell if that is going to be the right play. I do want to note, January 2025, so coming up on a year ago, Tristan Jari was on waivers. The Pittsburgh Penguins were willing to lose him for nothing.
That is
I mean, they had a terrible season last year.
They were a terrible team.
Yeah.
And I have to look at this and go, is this a moment of like two fresh starts for two goalies?
That's
kind of what it seems like.
Yeah.
But like, it seems expensive. It's not really a mitigated risk in my opinion. I don't know if you think differently. Like, we have defensive problems. We just lost our steady Eddie. Like, this is a little crazy. I don't really get that. And the workload, like Jari's workload is nowhere near what Skinner's has been. And so does that mean we see more pickles? I don't know.
Can't see more pickles. He's not a good goalie.
No. So like what, that's what I mean. It feels like a really big chance. And that's a little scary given the chances we've hedged our bets on in net as an Oilers yeah. team.
And Stewart has that playoff experience, right? And Jari, I don't think does, but I could be wrong.
Jari does, in my opinion. I mean, not quite as deep, but he also won a Memorial Cup with the Edmonton okay. Oil Kings. So like he's okay. won on big stages. So,
really
but
mitigate,
I just wanted
yeah.
to say, we have the facts. Stuart Skinner has had two chances at a Stanley Cup and Stuart Skinner hasn't won that Stanley Cup. So we do kind of have the facts in terms of, and it's just a deal that Oilers fans have been looking for. They wanted a Stuart Skinner trade. And so
they got it.
Yeah. Here
we
are.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas.
You got it. So now it's like, okay, but we wanted a trade, but I don't know if I like that one.
Yeah, well, be careful. You know what? Beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Yeah, like, right.
I mean, rallying for this trade to happen and to get rid of Stewart, and it's like this is what we get because we know that
you're
there
welcome.
Are goalies in the league.
That's
that are
the thing.
So it's like this is what we get for that. And
you know what?
Be happy with it.
We exactly, Paulina. We talked about this in another episode where it's like there's not a big market for huge goalies out there. You know, like we talked about Merzlikens. There was some rumors around Swayman, which honestly I would have been maybe a touch more excited about. And then of course Binnington was the most recent kind of hot rumor. But they also wanted a defenseman in that trade. And we know just from media that Binnington had put the Edmonton Oilers on his no trade list. So they were working through that, which is interesting. Do you guys think that, okay, it's December 12th, 12 days of Christmas. Are there 12 more surprises, 11 more surprises coming the countdown to Christmas? Okay. So like who is Tristan Jarry, our new potential special boy born in Canada? He was born in 1995. I'm not sure what does that make him.
30.
What? I just right. looked him up. He's not hot, guys.
Oh no, he's not hot like Stewie.
No,
born
not
in
even close
born
to
in
Stewie.
Surrey, BC, and catches with his left.
Okay.
How about that?
Here's what I'm gonna say though. He is our goalie now, and I am going to rally behind him 1,000%.
Yeah, that's what makes Edmonton fans so great.
Exactly. And so, I mean, he's not my hot, mustached
man,
horsey mane guy, but...
Like, how tall is he? Because, like, Stewart had a presence, along with his hair.
I'm a little, like, guys, I'm not going to lie, I'm still a little bit in shock and I still haven't totally processed this, so I can't even think about like all the moments of Stu right now because it will make me a little upset. I'm going to say though, just to kind of drive this home, maybe I think we've discussed a little bit of the trade details and logistics and, you know, fairness on each side, whatever, who won the trade. I do want to go back to what I think it was Quinn that said it, fresh start for both these goalies kind of thing, fresh scenery. I think that is what we're looking at here. Stu could go to Pittsburgh and totally excel. He hasn't lost the room there. He's actually a good goalie. I don't care what anyone says. And then Jari comes here and he has probably the full excitement and hype of a new, very passionate fan base, which can be very exciting. So I am optimistic, surprisingly. I am optimistic that this could be a really good thing just to switch things up and see what happens.
Yeah. And like the reason I brought up the glove hand is because he catches with the same hand, which is pretty standard as Skinner, but that was like a known weakness for Skinner. Like teams were targeting his glove hand. So even like these are, you know, wins by inches, so to speak. And so if we can fix one of those small problems, like what a difference it will make if we if Jari can keep one goal out of the net per game. Like that,
just that one big save, right?
Just that one. And we saw that, Quinn, you talked about this. Like we have data. Like Skinner was not able to close the deal. We've made it to the big stage 2 years in a row. And what does that look like for the admin if they take that on again? We say we get to game seven and it comes down to goaltending, like who in that room still has a job? Yeah.
I've said it over and over and over again. The Oilers continue to not change their goaltending. It finally happened. And, you know, just to talk a little bit more about Tristan Jarry himself, I covered the Edmonton Oil Kings. I went to the Memorial Cup the year that I was working for Global Edmonton at the time. Very shy, quiet guy. Obviously still has attachments to Edmonton. I did see him at Folk Fest in line at the Beer Gardens a couple of years ago. So he obviously still, you know, Edmonton comes guy. Back to Edmonton. I don't know if maybe his wife or girlfriend is from this area. Shy, quiet, reserved guy. But, you know, obviously has attachments to Edmonton. Moves a bit, like that's kind of one of the things that I've also been seeing and hearing people talk about is that he moves better than Stuart Skinner. And so there is, you know, a little bit more upside there. And, you know, maybe the goalie coach can kind of take that and work with that. And I think the fresh start is because Tristan Jarry's been through it in Pittsburgh as well. You know, he has been there since he was drafted. And, you know, they've been in the playoffs. He's been injured. He's been, you know, he's been the goat there, like in a bad way.
I kind of love this redemption story for the two of them potentially, right?
Yeah, huge opportunity for both to come in and make a big impact, no doubt.
When and they play against each other Tuesday.
I thought it was Wednesday. Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
They played.
This is very exciting. Okay.
In Pittsburgh.
So
I just wanted to say, like, I cannot help but think about not just, you know, we've talked a lot about the guys, but as a female led podcast, you can't help but think about Stuart's wife, Chloe, and the impact on her. They have two young kids.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's two under three, if not two under two. Like, and they
support system is probably
yes
with young kids, which is something I probably never really considered before. But now I have a small child, and I'm like, damn, that
yes, uprooting so your whole life
to do without that foundation and that support system. So, good point. I do feel for Chloe on
so
that one.
Stand up, guy, Stu. Thank you for your service. You will be missed. And salute to Stu and his family.
Yes, Stu and his family. And let's remember all of the great moments. The highs were
high. Celebration of life.
Yeah, it is. The highs were high with Stu. And there were some really incredible moments that we had with him. So I think we should appreciate that and have some gratitude for what he did bring to Edmonton while he was here.
Cue Sarah McLachlan.
And yes, exactly. And I'm going to, I don't like Stan Bowman, but I'm going to trust that he knows what he's doing. So maybe he's doing something, he's making a big move. Maybe we'll respect it. Time will tell. But I'm excited to see how this plays out.
All right, let's go Oilers. Let's go Tristan Jarry.
See you on another time.
And we'll see you on another time.